This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. It is about time for farmers to start making plans to top dress their wheat fields. With the late planting of wheat last year, ensuring adequate nitrogen is even more important to support spring tillering. In southeast Kansas and the centralized four-state area, the application window is slightly narrower, as top dress nitrogen can't be applied too early for the risk of denitrification. Here, we need to wait right before the spring greenup to minimize losses and to maximize wheat usage. Application rate is ideally based upon soil profile in test. On average, in this area, it comes to about 30 pounds pre-plant and about 60 pounds top dress, but this changes some based upon organic matter and previous crop. Nitrogen rates also need to be increased 30 to 40 pounds if being heavily grazed and expected for a grain crop. A later application can be used if the wheat will be grazed out before planting full season soybeans. We have two different fertilizer types for top dressed, liquid UAN and urea. There are advantages and disadvantages to each. Liquid UAN is used when tank mixing with herbicides to reduce application passes. Controlled release urea mixed with standard urea should be considered on our waterlogged heavy clay soils to reduce denitrification and to hold some nitrogen back until the later stages of development. If you have any questions about soil fertility, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.